Okay, everybody, here we freaking go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, October 15, 2024, pre-market report. So just sit back for a moment and take in what we are going to talk about right here and right now. Because it's, people, never before, I would have never been able to imagine the scenario that we are in right now and where we are going, because it's literally almost like science fiction. It's really the truth. Nothing makes sense anymore. I mean, for the regular guy and the regular girl who really has no idea of what's happening or why, it's a very confusing environment. For people like you and people like me, who have a very firm understanding, to put it mildly, of what's happening and why, it does make sense. But again, let's just cover what's happening. Let's start off with this. So what do we understand? Nothing seems to be getting in the way of this market. I mean, you could throw everything and anything at this market, it continues to march higher. And I realize, people, that there is more. And I didn't even want to talk about it, but you got this guy and this girl, crash. I'm here to tell you something. The economy is dead. The economy is dead and buried, and I'm here to tell you something else. It's not coming back here or anywhere else in the world, because central banks are fulfilling their freaking end game, their goal to own it all, to destroy the world economy so they can fulfill their end game. And we got puppet one and puppet two here in the United States playing right into it. You can't make it up if you try to. But there are some that are looking to capitalize on this big time. But again, what does that allow us to do? If you and I understand, I'm getting a headache already because this stuff really gets to me. If you understand, and I understand, what's really happening, it makes it very simple, again, for us to get ourselves in the right place. And I'm going to tell you right now again, when you see a video or hear someone calling for a crash tomorrow or the next day, laugh. Because although the economy is dead and buried, and ain't coming back, no matter this freak's plan, or that, they have no plan. Neither Kamala nor Trump has a plan, because there is no plan other than to fulfill the Fed. And that's what they're both doing here, people. Wake the freak up. They're selling you the Fed's plan in your face. We promise you lower rates. Are you kidding me, people? We do not need lower rates. We do not need a weaker currency. But that's what they're selling you. This makes the Fed stronger and makes you weaker. Where's the proof? Look back 20, 30 years ago when we had much higher rates, a much stronger currency. The economy was booming. Right now, we're dying. We're dying by design because we've got puppets selling us the Fed's plan, which means we get destroyed. Am I getting through to you here? Man, and let me just show you this. So UBS, United Bank of Scotland here, just lowered its earnings estimates for the market. But meanwhile, they're saying the stock market's going to go higher. How is that? How does it work? Well, you know then, because it's currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates, is going to push more cash into this freaking freak show of a stock market. And let's play off of that. Manorino Market Risk Indicator, MRI. Again, free to everyone on this planet. Link in description of this video. There's no signups or nothing. Look at this downtrend. Again, this is not just squiggly lines if you're new here. You're able to see in real time what the Fed is doing with regard to destroying the dollar and artificially suppressing rates. And look at the screaming downtrend. Yes, we have bumped up here. The sell-off in the debt market. You know what's going on here. This is what you're witnessing here. First of all, let's just set the stage. Who is the number one buyer of debt? Duh, it's the Federal Reserve. However, you got institutions out here also participating in this to a much lesser degree, and they're dumping the debt. They're dumping the debt. Why? Because they're getting ready to put it into this freak show stock market, which is going much higher, at least for the next few weeks here, people. With regard to the presidential selection coming up here, we are going to see. But again, let's just put that into perspective. Trump's plan and Kamala's plan, for which they have no plan, means the Federal Reserve gets to create much more currency and buy more debt. And that means the Fed's going to get stronger, we're going to get weaker, but the stock market's going higher. You understand? Until they decide, the Fed, because they're in command of everything right now, to stop buying the debt. Again, we pay the price via inflation. We're being inflated to death. And if you think this is going to stop, then you have no idea what's going on. Again, the mechanism here is too simple to understand. Currency creation out of nothing over the last three presidents who have worked with the Fed more so than every president combined before them. Now, with the Fed giving itself a green light to buy it all and artificially suppress rates and the promises from the puppets, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means commodities are on sale massively. It means cryptocurrencies are on sale massively. Hold that thought. Wait till the end because I got to share something with you. Look, this tells us everything that we need to know, all right? Buy it all, not just the stock market. This is telling us again, commodities are on sale. This trend is telling us, buy it all, buy it all, buy it all. And that's exactly what we're going to do, my lions out here. Buy it all. The economy cannot be saved, okay? And no amount of cash thrown at it or no amount of tariffs or anything else is going to bring back jobs, manufacturing, or anything else. So just wake the freak up. This is a new paradigm, people. A new set of rules. I told you this from 10 years ago. This was going to happen. 10 freaking years. A whole new set of rules. A new paradigm. Well, guess what? Here we are. Wake up. Anyway, imagine that. Lowering earnings estimates, but raising the target of the S&P 500. Why? Earnings don't matter. PE ratios don't matter. Forward guidance doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore when you got the Fed here buying it all, inflating us to death. And if we don't take action again, betting against the system, becoming our own central bank, sound familiar to you, holding hard assets, silver, gaining exposure to the crypto space, yes, okay? And of course, buying every dip that comes along here. Until this tells me different, until the MMRI tells me different by this trend changing, we buy it all. Does that make sense to you? It should. Let's move forward. Our economy is so absolutely strong here that Walgreens is going to lay off thousands and thousands of people as they close. Walgreens says it will close 1,200 stores by 2027. That's how strong our economy is. We're dying. It's dead and buried. Now let me just share two more things with you. We got this here. This is a joke, and they think that we're all stupid, which we're not. Uncertainty around the elusive neutral interest rate could pose a risk for the markets. There's no risk here. Do you realize that we have a zero risk environment right now? At least for the immediate future, there is zero risk. The Fed is buying it all. Again, presidential selection just a few weeks away. The Fed's going to prop it up. Any dip that comes along, the Fed's going to buy it. Yes, the Fed has a trading desk. And for those of you who don't believe me, look it up for yourself. People, you can't make any of this stuff up if you try to. Now, before I show you what I'm going to show you next, in no way, how do I say this so I can make this as clear as I can to you? In no way, shape, or form am I suggesting that you get involved in what I want to show you, but I want to bring you up to speed as always. So today, Trump's new crypto coin is going on sale. Trump says, and that is a quote, that this is will shape the future of finance. His new cryptocurrency coin is going to shape the future of finance. Trump has said that he is going to make the United States the crypto capital of the world, whether he's going to use his own coin to do it. However it is, again, no constitutional money. This is a crypto system that Trump wants. Now, this is an NFT. I don't like NFTs, for those of you who keep asking me. I don't own NFTs. I have no non-fungible token. I have no interest in these things. But this is a new, I don't know if it's new, but this is an NFT that Trump is selling. It's a card. Trump is selling all these cards of himself dressed up like Super Trump or whatever this is. I am not suggesting you buy these either. I don't like these things. Not because I don't like any NFTs. Not because it's Trump's. I know some of you do like NFTs. It's just not my thing. Now, with regard to this, you're going to find this in your inbox with a link. What did I write down here? Let me look at that in a second. With a link. If, in fact, you want to get involved and buy Trump's new coin, which he says will shape the future of finance, you do what you want with this, all right? It's my job to keep you all in the know, all right? So do you like this idea of Trump's new crypto coin that he's saying is going to shape the future of finance? I can't imagine how that's going to happen, but maybe I'm wrong here. I know a lot of you think that this guy walks on water, and if he does, maybe this is the greatest thing since I have, in the way, the invention of the wheel. But you guys and girls, let me know. With regard to NFTs, again, I don't like NFTs. I think, first of all, this is comical. But that's just me. Anyway, what did I write here? I wrote, whomever is selected, expect surging debt. You know how my brain operates. I just see things and so we're going to continue to bet against it. That's what I wrote underneath Trump's NFT there. Whoever is selected, it doesn't matter from a financial point standpoint, people. We are going to see debt surge on a level that you're not going to believe moving forward. Tariffs aren't changing it. Kamala's plan sure as hell, but she has no plan. Neither of them have a plan. Is going to change anything. The trajectory here for currency devaluation and artificially suppressed rates is off the Richter scale at this point. So when you hear nonsense like this, like uncertainty around what the Fed neutral, just laugh. Laugh at this too. They think we're dumb. And I can promise you that you nor I is stupid. But anyway, I do want to hear from you on this. What do you think? Are you happy about Trump's new crypto coin on sale today? If you want one, that's going to change or shape the future of finance and the NFT. I think these are, I'm not even going to go there. I can promise you this. I will not be buying Trump's coin, nor will I be buying NFTs of any kind. All right. But you guys and girls, of course, are smart enough to make up your own minds here. All right, people, look, do you understand what I'm talking about here? Forget, how do I say this another way? I want you to forget about anyone calling for a crash in the immediate future. I want you to laugh at it, as a matter of fact. This tells us everything we need to know. This trend, as long as it continues, we buy it all. Forget about the economy coming back. Not happening. I want you, again, people believe, some, that the United States is an entity among itself. It's not. We are part of a global situation, and central banks run it all. They run it all. It's not presidents, kings, queens, super Trumps, or whatever it might be. You got to be high as a kite, people. Really, come on, man. Wake up. Look, it's over, man. For the economy, it's over. And if you're hoping your jobs are going to come back with Walgreens now laying off tens of, it's not going to stop. We spoke about this at the end of last year. That was one of the themes. We were going to see tens of thousands, this is in the hundreds of thousands already, getting laid off. These jobs are never coming back, or not for many, many years. It's over. The world economy is being deliberately taken apart piece by piece, deconstructed by central banks who are going to fulfill their goal. Nothing and no one is going to get in the way of the Fed fulfilling their endgame. In fact, we got two puppets selling you the Fed's plan. So come on. You tell me how this is going to change. Make it up, man. Make any of this stuff up. You can't do it. It's impossible to do. But that's where we stand. People, look, I really and sincerely hope you're getting something out of these videos. We are not going to be beaten. This just not happening on my watching. You all know that here. The system is imploding. Okay, the financial system, a black hole, a vacuum of perpetual debt that must be created exponentially just to support the system where we are now. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to sit back in some corner and suck your thumb off? No. You, because you're a lion, are going to take action today. If you've never done it before, today's your opportunity to start doing it. That means, again, everything we've been doing, everything I just discussed here, does this make sense to you? Greg, I want to hear, Greg, this makes sense to me what you're saying. Oh, Greg, you know what? No, doesn't make sense at all, and you're completely wrong. Tell me why. Tell me why I'm wrong, okay? Because I'm willing to learn a new trick, but I can tell you right now, I am not wrong. And I would be willing to bet that 90-plus percent of you see what's happening. Because you know why? Smart. Period, the end. All right, I am out of here. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Have some questions ready for me. And that's it, man. We'll see where this goes. You know, just out of curiosity, I mean, how many of you are buying this new Trump coin? Do you believe that this Trump coin, forget the NFT, do you believe that Trump's coin, Trump's crypto coin, is going to shape the future of finance as he says? I want to hear from you, all right? Love you from the heart. I mean that. Until we see each other again later, please take care of yourselves and each other.